Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, January 7th, 2025.
Biden's offshore drilling ban. President Joe Biden has announced a major ban on new offshore oil and gas drilling along most U.S. coastlines, protecting around 625 million acres of federal waters. This includes vital areas like the East Coast, West Coast, and the Gulf of Mexico. The ban aligns with Biden's climate change goals, aiming to conserve 30% of U.S. lands and waters by 2030. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares to take office, he has indicated plans to reverse these conservation efforts. Biden highlighted that this decision addresses the concerns of coastal communities worried about the irreversible damage drilling could cause. His administration will enforce the ban using a law that regulates offshore drilling. The oil and gas industry has pushed back, claiming the ban threatens American energy security. Meanwhile, environmental groups like Oceana celebrate this as a victory for clean coastlines and healthy marine life. This decision reflects a growing trend in U.S. energy policy, emphasizing the need for sustainable practices as we face climate change.
Trina Solar sets new record in solar efficiency. Trina Solar, a leading solar technology company from China, has made waves by achieving a groundbreaking efficiency of 25.44% in solar modules. This remarkable milestone was announced on January 6, 2025, and certified by the renowned Fraunhofer Institute for Solar Energy Systems in Germany. Their innovative technology reduces defects, enhancing performance and paving the way for more efficient energy solutions. Professor Martin Green from the University of New South Wales in Sydney, Australia, highlighted the significance of this achievement for the future of solar energy. Trina Solar's chairman and CEO, Gao Jifan, emphasized their commitment to advancing research in renewable energy. According to Infolink, HJT technology is projected to capture an increasing share of the market, reaching 9% of high-efficiency solar cell capacity by 2026. This advancement not only sets a new standard for solar technology but also plays a crucial role in the global effort to reduce carbon emissions and transition to sustainable energy sources. What does this mean for our energy future?
Indian stock markets face significant decline. On January 6, 2025, Indian stock markets took a significant hit, dropping sharply due to weak global signals and ongoing withdrawals of foreign portfolio investment. The Bombay Stock Exchange, known as Sensex, plummeted by over 1,250 points, while the National Stock Exchange, or Nifty 50, fell nearly 400 points. This sell-off severely impacted sectors like banking, metals, and real estate, leaving no area unscathed. Investors are increasingly worried, especially with reports of human metapneumovirus cases in India adding to the uncertainty. Foreign institutional investors are likely to continue selling until market yields improve and the U.S. dollar stabilizes. This downturn highlights the challenges facing the economy and underscores the interconnectedness of global markets. Investors should stay alert, as these developments could significantly affect their strategies.
Macron's warning on Iran's nuclear program. French President Emmanuel Macron has issued a stark warning that Iran's nuclear program is on the brink of a major turning point, highlighting the urgent need for international action. He stressed the importance of engaging in talks with U.S. President Donald Trump about Iran's nuclear goals, especially after the U.S. pulled out of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, in 2018. Since then, Iran has surpassed uranium enrichment limits, raising serious concerns about its nuclear capabilities. Macron indicated that world leaders must consider reinstating sanctions against Iran before October 2025 if the country fails to comply with international agreements. Renewed sanctions could have significant consequences for Iran's economy and regional security. As Iran is situated in Western Asia, bordered by the Caspian Sea and the Persian Gulf, its nuclear ambitions have drawn criticism from various nations due to the risks they pose to global stability. Macron's leadership will be crucial in shaping France's foreign policy on this issue, as the outcomes of these discussions could greatly influence international relations.
Musk calls for Farage's resignation. Elon Musk, the billionaire behind Tesla and SpaceX, has urged Nigel Farage to step down as leader of Reform UK, a right-wing party in the UK. This marks a significant change in Musk's stance, as he had previously supported Farage, who is known for his strong anti-immigration views. Farage's connections to controversial figures like Tommy Robinson have drawn criticism and influenced Musk's decision. In the July 2024 elections, Reform UK secured 4.1 million votes, about 14% of the total, winning 5 seats in Parliament. The political environment in the UK is heated, with ongoing debates about immigration policies. Keir Starmer, leader of the Labour Party, is also facing scrutiny from Musk for his handling of these issues. Musk's growing influence raises questions about the role of wealthy individuals in politics, as the interactions between Musk, Farage, and Starmer highlight the complexities of modern governance. The implications of Musk's statements could significantly shape the future of Reform UK, as the country approaches upcoming elections.
Trudeau steps down as Prime Minister of Canada. Justin Trudeau has announced he will resign as Prime Minister of Canada after 9 years in office. This decision comes amid growing pressure from within the Liberal Party, as members express concerns over the party's poor showing in recent polls. Trudeau, a well-known progressive leader, will stay on until a new leader is chosen in the coming months. He emphasized the need for a clear choice in the next election, citing internal party issues that affect his ability to run. His announcement also included a pause in Parliament until March 24, 2025, making it unlikely for an election to happen before May. The next federal election is required by law to take place by October 20, 2025. Voter frustration over rising costs and a lack of affordable housing could pose significant challenges for the Liberal Party, regardless of who leads it. Trudeau's resignation highlights ongoing turmoil within the party and the urgent economic issues facing Canadian voters.
Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel's legal battle. Nippon Steel, a major steel producer from Japan, and U.S. Steel, an American manufacturer, have launched a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration. They are contesting the decision to block Nippon Steel's $15 billion acquisition of U.S. Steel, arguing that political motives, not real national security concerns, influence this choice. The lawsuit claims that the head of the United Steelworkers Union and a rival steelmaker conspired to undermine the merger. President Joe Biden has stressed the importance of American companies leading in the steel industry, marking this as the first time a U.S. president has halted a merger with a Japanese firm. Nippon Steel aimed to invest $2.7 billion to enhance U.S. Steel's competitiveness against Chinese firms. As the political climate heats up ahead of the November 2024 presidential election, both Biden and former President Donald Trump have voiced their opposition to the deal. This lawsuit raises critical questions about the future of foreign investments in the U.S. and the balance between national security and economic interests.
German inflation hits new highs. Inflation in Germany has surged to 2.9% in December 2024, catching analysts off guard as they expected a lower figure. This rise from 2.4% the previous month is driven by increasing food prices and only a slight decline in energy costs. Jörg Kramer from Commerzbank warns that this inflation challenge is likely to persist, especially with rising carbon emission costs. Karsten Brzeski at ING raises alarms about stagflation, where inflation rises while economic growth slows, creating tough times for consumers. With Germany releasing its inflation data just before the Eurozone's, all eyes are on the European Central Bank, which may struggle to meet its 2% inflation target this year. Despite a projected average inflation rate of 2.2% for 2024, down from 5.9% last year, core inflation has ticked up to 3.1%. Analysts believe inflation may decrease in 2025, but the economic landscape remains complex. How will these changes affect your daily life? Stay tuned for more insights on the evolving economic situation.
No wider impact from U.S. Treasury cyber breach. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, has confirmed that a recent cyber attack on the U.S. Treasury Department has not affected other federal agencies. Hackers, believed to be from China, targeted several computers, focusing on the Treasury's office that manages economic penalties. BeyondTrust, a cybersecurity contractor, reported that a limited number of its clients were impacted. This incident highlights ongoing tensions between the United States and China over cybersecurity issues. Liu Pingyu, spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington, dismissed the claims about the hack as unfounded. As the investigation continues, CISA is closely watching the situation, which could lead to stricter cybersecurity measures for government contractors and influence future diplomatic talks.
Supreme Court to hear TikTok ban case. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear a case about TikTok, the popular video app, and its parent company, ByteDance, based in China. This legal battle arises from a law signed by President Joe Biden that could ban TikTok starting January 19, 2025, unless ByteDance sells the app. The case highlights worries about national security and data privacy for American users. TikTok is asking the court to pause the ban while the legal process unfolds, but the Supreme Court hasn't responded yet. If the ban is enforced, new users won't be able to download TikTok, and current users may lose access to updates, making the app unusable over time. With TikTok's advertising revenue expected to exceed $12 billion in 2024, many content creators are anxious about the impact of a ban on their businesses. Meanwhile, billionaire Frank McCourt is interested in buying TikTok, claiming to have secured over $20 billion in investor commitments. As this situation develops, the consequences for users, advertisers, and the tech industry are significant.
Trump's upcoming meeting with Senate Republicans. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, is gearing up for an important meeting with Senate Republicans in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. This meeting is vital as Trump seeks to unite his party around key policy goals and push for a comprehensive bill. He aims to implement a strategy that could help Republicans sidestep opposition from the Democratic Party, focusing on boosting border security funding and extending tax cuts set to expire this year. With these tax cuts being a top priority, Trump is also advocating for significant investments in domestic energy production. Additionally, he will be in Washington for the funeral of former President Jimmy Carter, which adds to the political tension in the Capitol. Senate Republican leaders have invited Trump to align on his agenda, which includes potentially raising tariffs on imports to offset the costs of his initiatives. This meeting represents a crucial moment for the Republican Party as it navigates the challenges of governance and strives to deliver on campaign promises.
UK government takes action against deepfake abuse. On January 7, 2025, the UK government unveiled a groundbreaking new law to tackle the alarming rise of deepfake technology. This law makes it illegal to create or share sexually explicit deepfakes, aiming to protect women and girls from a staggering 400% increase in image-based abuse since 2017. Offenders could face legal action and up to 2 years in prison. This legislation builds on a 2015 law against publishing intimate images without consent, known as revenge porn, which didn't address manipulated images. Victims Minister Alex Davies-Jones emphasized that there's no excuse for creating harmful content without consent. Technology Minister Margaret Jones added that tech platforms will face closer scrutiny and serious penalties for hosting abusive material. The new offenses will be included in the upcoming crime and policing bill introduced to Parliament, reflecting a growing awareness of the dangers posed by digital technologies and the urgent need for stronger protections against online abuse.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.